WDIY Headline News. Every election year we pick new leaders. High turnout by a single demographic group could decide the outcome, so there's a lot of focus on who that could be. What if more voters of color come out? Or more young people? A new report says low-income people are one group that's often overlooked, but could be crucial in Pennsylvania and beyond. WHYY's Keystone Crossroads reporter Laura Benchoff has more.
The Poor People's Campaign has its roots in the work of Martin Luther King Jr. and the Civil Rights Movement. Today, the group is releasing a report looking at the potential voting power of low-income people. By way of example, the way Pennsylvania swung in the 2016 presidential election was decided by just 44,000 votes, says report author and Columbia University professor Robert Paul Hartley.
For Pennsylvania, it looks like if you took 4% of the non-voting low-income eligible people, that would equal the margin of victory.
This hypothetical doesn't mean it takes so few votes to sway an election, since it's extremely unlikely all those non-voters would have chosen the same person. But Temple University political science professor David Nickerson, who isn't affiliated with the report, says the way it discusses potential voting blocks can help raise their visibility and counteract the narrative that, quote, my vote doesn't count. Laura Benchoff, Keystone Crossroads.
The time is 4:05. WDIY. Many choices, real voices.